Manasseh, even though he was an evil king, finally repented. The Lord brought upon them the captains of the army of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh with hooks, bound him with bronze fetters and carried him off to Babylon. And I guess in jail he had a lot of time to think about it. Now when he was in affliction, he implored the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers and prayed to him. And he received his entreaty, heard his supplication, and brought him back to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God. Doesn't God so often through the scriptures say that they may know that I am the Lord? That's why he does certain things. So God had a purpose in Manasseh's suffering. Okay, let's move on to Ammon. Now Ammon was the son of Manasseh. Name was Faithful. Faithful, certainly not faithful to God. He ruled for only 2 years, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord, as his father Manasseh had done. So he walked in all the ways that his father had walked, and he served the idols that his father had served and worshipped them. He forsook the Lord God of his fathers and did not walk in the way of the Lord. But he was so disliked by his own staff that they conspired against him. Then the servants of Ammon conspired against him and killed the king in his own house. But the people of the land executed all those who had conspired against Ammon. Now the prophet Nahum also lived in this period, and the prophecy primarily deals with God's plans to bring judgment on the Assyrians, and particularly the city of Nineveh, which of course was the capital of that area in those times. Now let's move on to Josiah. Josiah, a very good king, Jehovah heads. Yes, he ruled for 31 years. He was one of the better of the kings of Israel. Josiah became king when he was only 8 years old. That means he didn't rule, others ruled for him. Josiah did what was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Yes, as far as we know, he did well. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek the God of his father David. So even as a child, he is accepting and learning God's word. And from 8 years on, he is understanding what's God's will and God's purpose and determined to follow it. He became king, actually ruling, when he was 16 years old. That's the 8th year of his reign. Now, in the 12th year of his reign, that's when he was 20 years old, this happened. They broke down the altars of the Baals in his presence, and the incense altars which were above them he cut down, and the wooden images the carved images and the moulded images he broke in pieces. So he's personally supervising the destruction of the idols that Israel had set up to worship. He's doing a great job. He sent Shaphan, Messiah, the governor of the city, and Joah, the son of Jehoaz, the recorder, to repair the house of the Lord his God. Previously it had been destroyed, been damaged greatly. And so he's organising major restoration work to restore the temple that had fallen into great disrepair during several of the evil kings. And during the process, Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. I think Ron mentioned this earlier this morning. And Shaphan read it before the king. Now when that happened, Josiah realised that this was God's word that had been rediscovered. The book of the law. Now obviously it was the first 5 books of the Pentateuch. The other books hadn't been written then. They were just happening. The things that were happening. But he became so angry. He tore his clothes. They were so mad that the people had turned away from God and had not followed this word of God that had been hidden away in a scroll, and he restored true worship to Judah. Now God promised as a result of that he would live in peace through the rest of his days, and he would not see the calamity that he was going to bring upon the nation of Judah. And of course that did happen, but not in Josiah's day. He lived in peace most of his life. Unfortunately, though, Josiah was killed. He was mortally wounded. See, he needlessly became involved in a battle between the Egyptian pharaoh Necho and Carchemish. Now, apparently this Egyptian pharaoh was going to attack another nation, not Israel, not Judah, but somehow Josiah decided he was going to hurt them, and so he got involved in it, and as a result he was killed. Now, Necho said, look, I'm not after you. Don't touch, don't try and interfere. But he did, and he was mortally wounded, and he died after being shot through with an arrow in his chariot. Now, Zephaniah's prophecy also appears in this period. It's shouted out for godliness and purity in a nation sinful to its core, and it was. All right, let's move on to these last few kings. All right, now the notes in your book have a typing error in them, and it's misleading. On page 22, the top line in the notes for Jehoaz, it says Jehoaz failed to see what was right and appropriate. No, he failed to see what was right and appropriate. So, sorry about that. I noticed it too late. Yes, he didn't. He didn't understand what was correct. Now, this king only ruled for 3 months, a very short period. He was an evil king. Now, Pharaoh Necho put him in prison at Riblah in the land of Hamath, that's over in Syria, that he might not reign in Jerusalem. So he's been removed. Then Pharaoh Necho made Eliakim, the son of Josiah, king, and changed his name to Jehoiakim. So there again is a name change, and the Egyptian has done this change. Pharaoh took Jehoaz and went to Egypt, and he died there. So Jehoaz only had 3 months of rule, and then he was prisoner for the rest of his days until he died. Now, these last three kings, Josiah was the last righteous king of Judah. After Josiah, the kingdom of Judah had 3 more kings, four more kings, all of whom did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord as they reigned over Judah's destruction. All right, Jehoiakim first. He is the older brother of the previous king. He's not the son, the older brother. Jehoaz had been taken captive to Egypt by Pharaoh Necho, and Jehoiakim was put in place in his rulership in Jerusalem. In his days, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his vassal for 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him. Now, at that time, Daniel and his friends were taken captive to Babylon. They were some of the early ones that went. There was a period of 70 years, and it's surprising. There's actually two or three periods of 70 years where that overlap, where there were significant things happened. Daniel actually... he looked at the prophecy of Jeremiah, and he knew that there were 70 years, so he knew when the time was coming. And of course, it was when Persia took over and allowed some Jews to go back and start restoring the temple, even at the expense of the king, of the Persian king. Then Jehoiachin, a very similar name, he is also known as Jeconiah or Coniah. Just being the abbreviated name for Jeconiah. Now, the name is Jehovah will establish. And again, he only ruled for 3 months, a very short period. He was an evil king. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Then Jehoiachin, king of Judah, his mother, his servants, his princes and his officers, went out to the king of Babylon. And the king of Babylon, in the 8th year of his reign, took him prisoner. This is the second phase of the invasion. There were 3 invasions that finally destroyed Judah. They didn't destroy the city at that stage, they just took captives back to Babylon. This is the second lot that went out. So Jehoiachin and his princes and his officers were taken captive back to Babylon. Now finally there was a king called Zedekiah. He was another son of Josiah, the brother of Jehoaz, who had been one of the previous kings. His name means Jehovah is just. Yes, Jehovah was just, but he had to punish Israel. His justice had to be administered. even his love was being despised, so his justice was applied. And yes, he was just. Zedekiah did rule, sort of, for 11 years under the authority of Babylon. And so the third invasion of Judah finally came. And that, of course, was in 586 BC. And this time, they destroyed the city. They destroyed the temple. They broke down the walls of Jerusalem. And they took captive so many of the people of that land. They left the poor there, a few of the poor there. There's actually always been some Jews living in Jerusalem and Israel, even down through the centuries when they've been exiled. And so a few still live there. But Zedekiah was particularly wicked. Now to you, O profane, wicked prince of Israel, whose day has come, whose iniquity shall end, thus says the Lord. Yes, Zedekiah was to be the last king, the final king of Judah. And he was the one who would sit on the throne of David until he comes whose right it is. And that's what we find further on. In Ezekiel's prophecy, it says, overthrown, overthrown. I will make it overthrown. It shall be no longer until he comes whose right it is, and I will give it to him. Yes, there was to be a pause. There was to be no one sitting on the throne of David from Zedekiah's time on until the time that Christ returns and sits on that throne. That is, and of course that person is the Lord Jesus Christ when he comes in glory at the end of the tribulation. Until he comes whose right it is, and indeed it is his right, and he will assume that right, and he will sit on the throne of David and rule in righteousness and justice. Thank you.